Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for the Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Halloran, Steve Frampton, Sharon Bradley, and Patty Zakas. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all the psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Steve Frampton, and you're listening to the Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. This evening, our guest, Simran Singh, will be joining us to discuss the mystery and meaning of 1111. But before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-hosts. Firstly, Maureen, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing okay, thank you very much, Steve Frampton, for asking me that. Thank you. Hope you're
wonderful.
Doing well.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing very well, Maureen. Excited about the show. Do you mind telling us a little about your work, Maureen?
Yes, I am excited about the show, by the way, because you know my issues with my address. But yes, I work with everybody at PsychicAccess.com here as host, and I am an intuitive empath, tarot. You know, I kind of can do it all, but I'm not a woman of all trades, but I help people objectively. I'm well-versed in business, financial, career, relationships, but I also really enjoy the part of the spiritual development and advising people on that to be the most caring people and compassionate people we all can be and without the ego, and I love my work.
Your show was fantastic. I've listened to it a couple of times, and
thanks,
it was such a wonderful, fun show. So I'm looking forward to your next one.
Thanks, Steve. You're sweet.
Sharon, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
Very well, Sharon. Would you like to tell us a little about your work?
Sure. I work, like all of you, on Psychic Access. And I don't use any tools, but I do hear and see from spirit, and that's the way I do my readings. And I'm excited about tonight. I love 1111.
It's exciting. Yeah, it's a fascinating subject, and Simran has lots to share with us. I want to send our best wishes to Patty. Patty's unable to join us this evening, but I know that she'll be back with us next week. And I hope that she will listen to our show as well. She'll be with us in spirit, I'm sure. I'd like to briefly introduce myself. My name's Steve Frampton. I'm a psychic medium originally from the UK, and I now live in Tennessee in the States, and I also give readings online at psychicaccess.com. It's my great pleasure to host the show this evening. In a moment, I'm going to introduce our guest, Simran Singh, recipient of the 2011 Nautilus Award for 1111 magazine, which is the only publication to have received this prestigious industry award in the realm of personal growth, self-development, and self-realization. Now, Simran supports individuals in attaining a greater understanding of themselves and their relationship to the world through various vehicles of support, print, radio, and online media are just some of the tools that Simran uses to unite people, information, minds, and hearts towards more conscious choices, authentic living, and inspired being. I know that's how I try to live my life. Now, if you'd like more information about our guest Simran, please visit her website, which is www.11.
Steve kind of, I think, left onto another plane, but we can start and he'll be back. You know, sometimes that happens with, you know, this internet stuff. And I'm just looking to find where I put the, well, Sharon, will you start? Because I'm looking to find where I put the part that I'm looking for. Can you start with the interview?
Oh, okay. Like just the questions? Or?
Yeah, well, yeah, and introduce her. I'm sorry. Yes, can you start? Okay. And I'll take over in a minute.
All right. So welcome. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I found it.
And Steve was going to ask you. He was just going to ask you a few questions. Is that what you want to read?
Well, you know what? Shireen, do I say it right? I'm Maureen. Is that right, Shireen? Correct?
Simran?
I'm sorry. Simran. Hi. Okay. Welcome to the show, Simran. We are really honored to have you as our guest, and Steve will be back in a moment. But could we start by asking a little bit about your background?
Absolutely. As Steve was saying, I began publishing a magazine about 5 years ago, and this occurred after some very interesting mystical occurrences in my life. I've been seeing the numbers 1111 all my life, and it's been somewhat of a conversation that I've had with the universe. It's kind of been my confirmation language. And I came to find out that millions of people all over the world are seeing it. And if you are not, it doesn't mean that you're missing out on anything or something's wrong with you. It just means that you may have a different language, that things may be showing up in synchronicity in a different way for you. For me, it was 11, 111, and 1111. And after a very challenging period in my life, all of a sudden, I was seeing those numbers as many as a dozen times a day, and it just wouldn't stop. It was to the point of just being one of those weird things that you thought, well, gosh, how can this be possible? It only shows up on the clock twice. How come I'm seeing it on clocks more than twice, or on billboards, or on license plates, or everywhere I turn and look, I'm seeing these numbers? And by the fourth week of seeing these 12 to 20 times a day, I just got really frustrated and upset, and I said, what do you want with this? Either make them stop or tell me what this means. And in that moment, the first issue of 1111 magazine downloaded into my head, word for word, cover to cover, every image. I saw the interviews. I was able to read the magazine, and I heard the words, do this now, you will heal and others will heal. And as I said, I was going through a challenging period, so this was something that I know was being sent to me for me to do for myself. But in the process of choosing myself, which is a very key piece of our life experience, the process of choosing myself, I would then be able to touch other people. And as I continued forward, because I was a workaholic prior to that, so the universe exactly knew what it was giving me to do, I left out of bed at that moment and said, okay, here's something I can sink my teeth into. Let me get started. I knew in my mind this was a national magazine. I knew in my mind it was to reach many people. And 3 months later, it was on stands in Barnes & Noble nationally. 6 months after that, it had been turned into a radio show because a radio network had contacted me, loving the magazine and wanting to create a show around it. And everything has happened very synchronistically from that point. And part of the reason is because I was available, and the second part of the reason is because I said yes to the signs that are showing up at this time when there is definitely an energetic opening.
Well, thank you, Simran. This is Steve. I apologize. I was talking away happily giving the introduction to the show, Simran, and then I realized that my internet access had been cut, so I apologize I wasn't there right at the beginning, but it's wonderful to have you on the show, Simran. Welcome.
Thank you. You just decided to go on through the gate before us.
It's fascinating, you know, because I have problems with electromagnetic devices if I hold them in my hand, so iPhones and things like that. My laptop I never have a problem with, apart from when I'm online with other psychics, and it's just the energy, I think. But it's wonderful to have you here, Simran, and I know that you're extremely passionate about your spiritual work and the signs and symbols that the spirit world share with us. Can I ask you, Simran, at what stage in your life or in your spiritual journey did you first become aware that the spirit world used symbols and numbers to communicate with us?
I was actually quite young. I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I started to recognize these numbers were coming at me, and there was just kind of this intuitive knowing, as if the universe was winking at me. Every time I would think a question or have an issue that I was dealing with, I would see that number. And in my mind, I would visualize it as a wink. And then I started to realize, well, maybe if I dialogued back, maybe if I literally asked the questions out loud when I did have something I needed to know about, would the response come? And I started to realize that, yes, it does. And it, you know, for me, and I utilize the 1111 because it's recognizable, and it's a way to get people's attention that there is something going on. There is some sort of symbology. I don't want people to get locked into that that is the only one. There are many ways that the universe is speaking to us, especially at this time. This is one of the symbols that many people see if they are opening to a new spiritual path, if they are releasing a lot of blocks or belief systems that have been holding them back. This is kind of the doorway or the gateway to greater understanding.
It's an exciting time, Simran. How do you interpret 1111?
I look at it as a very positive way of the universe saying, yes, we are here with you. We've got your back. Whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're worried about, don't be so concerned, because we are here to support you. If you have a dream in your heart and it keeps tapping at you, but you're too afraid to leap forward, leap. Now's the time. We're going to open the pathway for you. It also symbolizes that wherever your thoughts are, that is what you're going to create. So the 1111, there's a lot of controversy in writings on the internet that it's a negative symbol or it's a positive symbol. Well, it's going to be what you make of it and what you consist of. Whatever's on the interior landscape is what you're going to create more of on the exterior. So if every time you see that sign and you're naturally a negative person or you go into fear, then the 1111 is there to tell you, if you stay in this mindset, you're going to continue to create these more negative experiences, these more karmic experiences, and they're going to happen at a more rapid rate as this quickening is occurring on the planet, particularly moving into and beyond 2012. It shows up to say, be positive. Look at what's going on in the inside. Clear out the negative stuff, and let's change the belief systems and the mindset and the heart set to create what you truly desire. It is the doorway to a better life experience.
And it is true, Simran, that so many people seem to be waking up. They seem to be getting more and more in tune with who they are, what they really want their lives to be about, and releasing what doesn't serve them. It's fascinating. Are you also noticing that insects and animals give you signs? Because I had a fascinating experience the other day. I was talking with a business partner of mine, and we were inside a healing center, and we noticed that there was a green grasshopper on the carpet, and we both noticed him at exactly the same time. And I said, that's the first grasshopper I've seen since I've lived in the United States. And that very evening, I left a restaurant, and there was another bright green grasshopper on the roof of my car. And as I approached, he just looked at me, and it's as though his message was, I jump forwards, and consider leaping forwards, consider a quantum leap. It just struck me that within the space of about 3 hours, I'd seen these two green grasshoppers, and was aware that they were there to give me a message. And as you said, the universe speaks to us in so many ways.
Absolutely, it does speak to us in so many ways, and especially when we see things in duplicate and triplicate, and when we're willing to put together the language, you know, seeing different things at different times, or thinking of certain people, or getting the right book, or hearing the right song. All of these things are part of the messages to continuously guide us. Synchronicities are not just random occurrences. These are things that are going on around us all of the time, every second of the day. It's just we're aware at random times. If we could be aware and present all of the time, we would see them in multitudes. And it really is a magical life experience when you start to notice those things. It's absolutely beautiful.
Simran, can I ask you, how do you help your clients to open up to the voice of the universe? In other words, how do you help them tune in? What advice do you give to them?
I would say that that I give them certain questions to really live by. And these are a couple of questions that if you go through life and you constantly ask this question of everything that shows up around you, you'll start to understand that what's showing up around you, number one, you created, and number two, it's there to give you a message to support another lesson that needs to be learned. So if something is showing up in your life, the first question is, where is this in me? If it is a person that's angry, if it's a person that is passionate, if it is a circumstance that seems very, very upsetting, looking at that fully and saying, where is that occurring on the inside of me, and allowing yourself to find it, to clear it so that you can vibrate at a higher vibration, that's part of that message. The second step is, what is this here to teach me? So that you discover what the lesson is in that experience or that person or whatever that symbol is that has shown up. And the third question is, what is the gift that I can glean from this to now move forward? So living by those three questions really helps a person all of a sudden become empowered and take over their life rather than becoming a victim. Now, Steve, earlier you had said something about the quickening that's happening or raising our vibration. It's happening whether we're ready for it or not. The planet itself is quickening. And because the planet is quickening, we're all feeling it. We're feeling the angst of it. We're feeling the changes of it, the physiological changes, the energetic changes. Even our world, whether it's our national economy or our health system or anything going on, all these things have souls, and they're changing according to the vibrations of the planet. So we have to be ready to see how we're responding to everything that's showing up, because it is in response to these three questions that we will continuously move forward at the pace of the quickening of the planet.
And Simran, in your opinion, what percentage of us need to wake up and be conscious of the changes and embrace the future and this way of living and thinking? What percentage of us need to wake up to shift the whole?
I don't know that we need to do anything. I think that this is an experiment, a lesson, a time where the universe is just watching, because it's there to really experience ourselves. It's there to experience, will we annihilate ourselves, or are we going to allow ourselves to grow? We're all basically wearing spacesuits that we rented for a time period until we go back to oneness, which is where we came from. So if we can get our heads around the fact that we can be all that we can be, we can leap forward, we can allow ourselves to not get caught up in the drudgery or the illusion that's around us, but actually understand that this is a dynamic story that we're here to fulfill, then we can step out of some of the things that we've gotten ourselves into. I think that we all have to look at the opportunity to wake up. Regardless of how conscious we think we are, I don't think that there's an end, because we are infinite beings. We are the infinite creator watching itself.
And what do you think we'll watch next year, Simran? What do you think will be some of the key happenings of 2012?
I think that there is a shift more towards growth and awareness and conscious living. I think that people are going to really be at a place where they're not going to stand for what they have stood for any longer. They're not going to allow other systems to dominate their lives. And it's going to all of a sudden, in a sense, go back to our soul responsibility, soul as in S-O-U-L, as well as S-O-L-E, where each one of us understand that we have to take charge of our own life, and that ripple effect really does make a difference. I do believe that we are probably going to experience a lot more change and a lot more of what is called or termed dysfunction or chaos, because systems have to crumble. But it is in how we handle that change and how we begin to know ourselves that we're really going to discover our strength and our power.
It's an exciting time. It really is an exciting time. What do you have planned for next year professionally, Simran?
You know, I really think one moment at a time, and I think that came to me through the creation of 1111. We are definitely a doing society. We're always planning into the future. We're always trying to project what needs to be done next. And I was at a place where a lot of what I knew my life to be had disappeared. And so I just wanted to make it through one day at a time. And what I discovered is everything that needed to get done always got done. Because so many of us think, oh my goodness, I've got this long laundry list of stuff I've got to accomplish for this week, for next week, for a year from now. I've got these goals.
Simran, you're looking psychically at my desk right now, aren't you?
Yes, but instead, if we actually if we took that breath and stopped, and every day we started each morning with just really saying, what right now do I need to do? And let the thought bubble up. It might be, well, I need to empty the trash. Or it might be, you know what, you need to eat. You haven't eaten. Or it might be, sit down, Simran, and write the article for the next issue. Or it might be, contact this person for 1111 Talk Radio. Or it may be, you know what, you just need to go out and take a walk. But we've gotten away from listening to those impulse responses that come from deeper within, and we've gotten so used to listening to the external voices that say, you have to be this, you have to achieve this, you have to do this, you have to accomplish this. And that's part of this transition that we're experiencing, part of the shift that is going to be happening, is people needing to become more present, because if they don't, they're going to see their own systems crumble. Physically, energetically, emotionally, mentally. So it's a choice on all levels. The macrocosm of the world is simply showing us what we're experiencing as the microcosm of ourselves.
And how can we identify, Simran, the best roles to play? How do you help people to feel into the energy of the universe and feel what their path is and how they can best contribute and be most abundant and present in life?
I think initially it relies on two things. Number one, getting connected to the body. We are so far disconnected from our bodies that we don't even know how uncomfortable we feel. We don't even know when we're sick. We don't even know when we're emotionally deprived or even if we're dehydrated. You know, we don't even know what's going on with this physical structure that we're inhabiting. And so the first thing is to really get focused on the body. And a very easy technique to do that is to sit down and mentally think about each piece of the body. Literally close the eyes and think about the forehead and then think about the nose and think about the chin and think about the heart and allow the attention to go to that place so that you can actually feel or understand where that is in you. Beyond that, the next step is to really stop and start to ask yourself, what do I want? What was my end result to be by achieving all those goals? And do I in fact already have it right now, but I'm taking the long road to get right back where I actually already am? I think so often we aren't even clear on what we want because we've gotten so caught up in someone else's story of what we need to be.
It's very true. It's so very true. And I speak to so many clients that are reaching out and trying to find themselves and find their true path in life. And it just seems to be a huge time of awakening. On a group level, but also with individuals, some of them who aren't aware of the significance of 2012, or perhaps aren't aware of metaphysics or the law of attraction, but people are starting to wake up. What role do you feel that metaphysics plays, Simran, in this opening? So we're psychic access, and each of the show hosts makes their living working with spirit and working with metaphysical tools. What's your view on metaphysics and the role that metaphysics plays as we move forward?
I believe that everything that we see is the illusion, that we have to move beyond that. Metaphysics means moving beyond the physical. I think we get locked too far into what we believe to be true because we see it with our eyes rather than knowing it from a different level. And so by allowing ourselves that metaphysical access, we are gaining a deeper understanding to why we are, how we are, what we are, and what all of this means. But that means letting go of a lot of things that we've been anchored in before because it is a much bigger perspective. It's a much deeper and broader view of why things occur, but it is a more peaceful one. It is a more balanced one, and it is one that really then allows life to become the magic that it is, because all of a sudden you're not so entrenched in the tiny details. You're seeing the larger story.
And it is a large, it's a huge story. I get really excited, Simran, about the opportunities for us all, the opportunities for us to live better lives and to have more impact, be part of the transformation. And my co-host Sharon has a question for you specifically about the 11th of November of this year, Simran. So go ahead, Sharon, with your question.
Oh, hi, Simran. He just gave my question. I was just wondering, like, because everybody's talking about it's going to be November 11th, 2011. Do you think it has more significance, or is it going to be some kind of turning point or anything? Do you believe?
Well, you know, there's a part of me that really understands that 11-11-11 is a very personal day. Unfortunately, a lot of marketing has gotten involved as well. So there's a lot of media hype and marketing for a lot of people to use that day as a way to have their cause. And I would just say to people, see what it is you're trying to achieve on that day, the intentions that you're trying to achieve, where it is that you're wanting to go, and you're just as powerful as one. That's what that 11-11-11 is really trying to signify for you, that we're all one, and in that oneness, you have the power. In actuality, if you look at numerology and you look at where the true 11-11 day is, it was actually November 11, 2009. That was the true 11-11-11. What we're experiencing this year is 11-11-2011. And that means that's an 8 in numerology. And what the 8 signifies is we have the opportunity to know our infinite being. And that's where the focus needs to be for people, whether they go into silent meditation on their own or whether they collectively go into a group and they hold that intention. It should be for the infiniteness of our beings right now.
That's good. Thank you.
Sure, absolutely.
I love that term, the infiniteness of our beings. What are your spiritual beliefs, Simran?
I was raised as a Sikh in the Sikh faith, which was a wonderful thing for me because I was raised in a household where we were taught to open our arms to all faiths, to explore all of them, to read all of them, and to love all of them, to really have an adoration for the different leaders or prophets that came forward to bring those messages, because they were all basically different ladders to the same place. So I was a very fortunate person in that. And in learning things in that way, I now call myself a universalist because I love all of them. I have Jesus in my right hand, Buddha in my left, I'm talking to Babaji, you know, Kuan Yin. I love to engage with all of the spiritual masters because they're all here for me. It's a matter of me engaging with them, a matter for me knowing my oneness with them and our infiniteness as a combined unit, not as a separation. And that's the one thing that I would like people to really take from this interview is find that string of truths that goes throughout everything and understand that they're all leading to the same path, that you can have everything. You can be expansive. It doesn't mean you're abandoning what you came from. It means that you can expand where you came from and make it that much more.
Do you feel, Simran, that as we move into and beyond 2012, that we can become expansive enough to really fix some of the big problems that we haven't dealt with in the world, such as consumption of resources and hunger in impoverished nations?
Well, I don't know that I'll see it happen in our lifetime. That would be a hope and a desire. I don't know that that will occur. What I can say is whether we in our later generations are able to fix this problem or not, the younger generations that are coming in, they already know their truth. They are already knowing of their unity with the Creator. They know their power, and they are going to fix this world. They have a deep enough love to get us straight and to get this world straight. And so it is going to happen. And that's a big misconception about 2012, is a lot of people think 12/21/2012 is going to show up, and then the next day it's going to be this new world. It is the birthing of a new time, a time where we are going to start shifting into the experience that we originally came here to have. But that is going to require the sloughing off of old things that no longer serve us.
Absolutely, and I'm trying to do just that each day, trying to really be conscious of what no longer serves me and letting it go and trying to be present in everything that I do. You're offering wonderful advice, Simran. Maureen has a question for you as well.
Hi, Simran. This is Maureen, the one who kind of took over not very well, but I wanted to know, you know, speaking of December 21st, 2012. It's also, isn't it something about 11/11 is also the time that is where the Mayan is, isn't, I thought I had read something about that as well. There's a synchronicities coming up all over the place. 11/11. Do you know anything about that, what I'm talking about?
Yes, 11 itself is a master number.
Right.
It's a very sacred number, and the master numbers are keys and codes. Everything in the universe boils down essentially to numbers, mathematical codes.
Right.
And so, you know, if you look at the date 12/21/2012, if you add that up, that's actually an 11.
Yeah.
And the date of the opening is at 11/11. So these are just the master codes, and when you combine all those 11s together, what you get is 33.
It's just master number also, isn't it?
It's also that the ascended masters are surrounding us, that they are ushering in this new time. So it's significant of a lot of power, mm-hmm. and a lot of power surrounding us for good. And that's what we need to stay focused on. You know, we have the power to either really create something amazing, or we have the equal power to, again, cause our destruction. But it's going to be where we hold our mindsets and our heart sets, and what we do with those action sets based on the mind and the heart.
That's a great, you know, I just want to, I have said this before, but you know, it dawned on me just 4 years ago, but I've been living for the past 11 years now at 11/11. That's my home address.
Of course it is.
And, yeah, I know, it is interesting, but I didn't realize it because I always see 11/11, and it's like, and then with all the synchronicities I've been listening to, it's a great interview, Steve, as well. But and somebody asked in the chat room, is if they don't see 11/11, does that mean they're not special, or not special. Does that mean that they're not spiritually connected, I guess is what they call it, they asked. And I thought it was a good question.
Not at all. It doesn't mean, everyone's going to have their own different symbolism. And 11 is also the symbol that shows up to those of us who are meant to be the way showers or the light workers. So those people are definitely going to see it more. People that are not seeing it, you may not have been aware of it. I wouldn't be surprised if now you start seeing it. It's just one of those things, but it's a graduated language. So your numbers may not be 11/11. You might be seeing 22s or 33s or 444s, or you might wake up at 3:33 in the morning, or you may have your own number that is your symbol. It is just the way the universe is trying to get your attention. And that's, I don't want people to get so entrenched on the number, because we do that as a human species. We see something and then all of a sudden we become obsessed with it. And the universe knows that, so it keeps giving it to us. But the 11/11 is there to let us know that we have guidance and that we have support, and that doorway is coming very quickly that we all must walk through. So, you know, I definitely don't want anyone to feel bad if they're not seeing it, but be aware, because you probably will, and just recognize the synchronicities that are showing up in your life. If you are seeing the 11s, more than likely you have a skill or a gift that is calling you forward, and it's time for you to move forward into that gift.
Right. Thank you.
Could you imagine how incredible the world would be if we were all aware of our gifts and using them to everyone's benefit? Can you imagine how exciting?
It would be amazing. And the key to it is recognizing that we are special enough that we each have a gift. We've all got something. We are all pieces to the giant puzzle. And so we must step forward and bring our piece that is required to put this puzzle together. So there's no more room for doubt. There's no more room for low self-esteem. There's no more room for running around saying, I'm trying to figure out my purpose. Step forward and your purpose is going to find you. We're too busy trying to find something that's waiting to come get us. And we just have to be open to that. We have to just say, I surrender. I'm here. The calling in my heart that keeps tapping at me, whether it's to write books or whether it's to heal people or whether it's to create soap or whether it's to make fragrances or whether it's to work in the garden, that is my purpose right now. And that purpose may change next week. But for right now, this is what is calling from my heart. And when I say yes to it, the universe is going to show me the next step.
It is. It's magical, isn't it, Simran? The messages that are available are just mind-blowing. I was teaching a workshop at the weekend, and we were talking at one stage about the messages available from the universe, and particularly paying attention to animal medicine. So what different creatures actually represent and the messages that they bring to us. And everybody in the classroom went quiet, just reflecting on that point. And a baby jay landed on the windowsill and talked and talked and talked at the group. It was just unbelievable. And everybody was blown away by the synchronicity of that bird landing just at that point. And we went on the internet and looked at the animal medicine for the jay. And it's about getting in tune with our gifts, our opportunities, and discovering ourselves. It was just
speaking
a
them
magical
out. The
moment.
Way it was talking and talking and talking, it was saying, get that out. Speak your voice. Show yourself. Be of color and show the world who you are. Now's the time.
Yeah, it really is. And Simran, how do you help your clients overcome the obstacles that they have in their lives? So how do you help them to build a bridge between where they are now and the big vision or the dream of what they want to be, how they want their lives to be?
Well, that's one reason that I formed the 1111 Mastermind community, to help really support people in moving forward and understanding first how they created what they created. Because I think that's the first step. You know, rather than us thinking that everything was done to us, we have to take ownership for what's going on in our life, no matter how horrible it seems. There was a reason that that story was created. There's a reason that we initially made that script before we came here. And once we know that we've got that power to have made that script and positioned every person and every experience in our life that showed up, then we realize, I've got the power now to create everything in the future. And then we take charge of our life in the true way that we were supposed to. Then we can really look at things. And part of that process is healing. Part of that process is letting go of belief systems. And those are some of the things that I work with people on through the 1111 Mastermind community, is really allowing that vision to come forward while we also clean out the spaces in the attics and in the closets and hidden under the bed that might be causing some problem or creating dust bunnies, but clearing that stuff out so that a fresh new house, which is the metaphysical equivalent to our consciousness, can be created.
Okay. Steve's having a couple of problems still. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor, PsychicAccess.com.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com?
Well, Simran, just after that short commercial break, it's good to be back with you. I wanted to ask you, Simran, about psychokinesis. As I said, I have problems with my laptop when I'm working with other psychics. For some reason, the energy seems to affect certain devices. Have you had any experiences with telekinesis or psychokinesis in your work?
I have, you know, and I think that what we have to understand is we are energy, and especially the communication systems that we have with phones and laptops and the internet and all of that stuff, that's another form of energy. And as we're vibrating and really vibrating into where we're supposed to be, we can cause that interference or get wrapped up in those waves, and that can cause sometimes that disconnect or that surge of energy that allows something to disappear and things like that. It can also appear as a manner of which to really check if we're moving forward in the right direction. I know that when I initially started the magazine, I had a tremendous amount of issues with technology, and I couldn't figure out why things were always going wrong with that, but it was my own mental barriers of, can I do this? You know, who's going to read this? Can I achieve this? This is a bigger dream than I am. All of those things that we all go through. And when we have those kind of thought systems, or we have any kind of fear or belief system lodged within us, it is going to show up on the outside, and it's going to appear in that way, and the electrical devices are the ones that tend to take that charge first, and so oftentimes that can happen as well.
And do you believe that we are capable ourselves, or that the brain is capable itself of the technology, capable to perform the technology that we create? It's, a friend of mine was saying that she believes we can only create technology that we're actually capable of potentially ourselves. Do you have that view as well?
I think that the technology that we've created and continue to create is really here to lead us to the next dimension of who we are as human beings. We are going to come to a point, and we're already seeing this in some of the children that are being born, of telepathy. And, you know, the use of cell phones and all of these gadgets are really leading us in that direction. So it's, in a sense, we're utilizing the mechanisms of technology to make it convenient for us, but the technology is actually preparing our bodies and our minds for the greater experience that we will have into the future. I don't know if I answered your question, but that was the way I heard it.
Yeah, you did, Simran. And I have the same view because, you know, I live in the States and my family are mostly in Europe. And people sometimes say to me, well, do you feel disconnected from your family? And I say, well, no, I play Scrabble on my cell phone with my mother. We text each other regularly. We speak on the phone. We talk on Skype with the camera. Whereas, you know, we're so wired into each other. I'm as wired into my family as I would be if I were just 2 miles away from them. Obviously, I would see them more physically, but I can be as wired to them here in the States as I can be if I'm nearby. And I find that the more we become bonded as a family, the more telepathic we become as a group. There are times when I'll be speaking with my mother and I'll say, oh, we've talked about this, and she'll say, yes, we have, but I don't think we talked about it on the telephone. I think we dreamt about it together.
Well, and that's just it. You know, I don't think the world would have the opportunity to evolve at the speed that we now will if we didn't have the internet, if we didn't have all of these devices. What's going to surge us fast and furiously through all the barriers that are in front of us into this new golden age, past 2012 and into this new birthing, is that connectedness that we're finding over the net that is going to lead to the interconnectedness that we just instinctively feel. I mean, we can hold hands now with people across the world. We can see them, we can feel them, we can touch them. And that's a place that we needed to go to recognize our oneness.
So do you believe then that we are one Simran, that we are one consciousness?
I do. I believe we are one consciousness. I believe that all of the problems that are going on in the world are created by all of us in this collective consciousness. And to clear the problems in the world requires our active participation in the world, but more importantly requires us going inside and each one of us clearing the belief systems and thoughts that create those things that are going on outside. If we're seeing famine outside, how are we starving ourselves? How are we not taking care and nurturing ourselves? If we're seeing abuse, how do we beat up on ourselves with our words and our actions and the way that we don't take care of our bodies? If we're seeing war, how are we at war with ourselves by not allowing our dreams and our passions to come forward and living lives based on other people's agendas and other people's curriculums? Everything that we see going on the outside is based on the consciousness collectively that we each are holding on the inside. So it is our personal responsibility to do our inner work, to clear ourselves. And as we do so, as we shift, those around us shift. And as our families shift, our communities shift. And as our communities shift, our states and our nations and our countries will shift. And that is what is going to take us through 2012.
So do you feel that we need to operate differently economically and politically to create a shift around the whole planet, Simran?
I do believe that those systems will slowly wither away and we will have to have new systems. I think as we begin to learn to care for ourselves more and our families and our communities more with love and compassion and gentleness that we're not giving to ourselves, we are creating wealth on the inside. And that wealth on the inside is going to translate to ingenious ideas, and already is translating to many ideas birthing forward, that will come up with new systems of exchange. Perhaps not money, maybe other methods where we exchange service or time, or we allow ourselves to have methods of barter. Different things can evolve from this. It's not going to happen overnight, but we're definitely moving in that direction. And the materialistic viewpoint will not last much longer. It's why you see so much of that just disintegrating.
It's true. My background was in corporations. I worked in corporate America, and I find now that I do what I'm passionate about and what's meaningful to me, I'm so much happier and healthier, and I don't always earn exactly the amount I would have earned before, but the peace of mind and the joy I get from actually making a difference and helping people, it's just priceless.
And that is true success, and that is true wealth. And those are the definitions that now are turning. They are required to turn because we have painted a terrible picture, particularly the media, has painted a terrible picture and brainwashed people into believing what wealth and success are. And we have to modify that view and get back to the core of understanding what wealth and success mean to the individual. And for each person, it will be different. And those that want to believe that it is the material or the big bank account or the high-status job, they are going to find that they're actually reaching for something beyond that, but that's just the symbol of it. If you can go past the symbol, you'll find the truth of what it is you really want. And when you find that truth, you find happiness. The other pieces are not going to make you happy. They might just fill a bank account. And it doesn't mean that we can't have a lot. It just means we have to look at is what we have really doing what we want for our experience.
And having the right energetic. I mean, they say, don't they, that you can win the lottery, but if you're not in an abundant state of mind, then the money will go as quickly as it came. So to actually hold on to something that we value, we have to view it in a healthy way and still live life true to ourselves and true to God or to spirit.
Most definitely. I just saw an episode on television last night showing a gentleman that had won the lottery. He spent his life devoted to playing the lottery. His biggest dream was, I want a lot of money and I want to have a house and this and that and the other. And he was so consumed by it that he didn't enjoy his family, particularly his granddaughter. Well, the lottery winnings finally came. And at that same time, the granddaughter passed away. And in that moment, he realized the money isn't worth it. That's not my wealth. I just lost my wealth. And that's what we have to realize, what's truly important to you. And it's getting back to connecting heart to heart, not being unconscious, but being present to those around us, being present to the normal things in life, the mundane things in life, and seeing ourselves experience our own being in those situations. And then as we do so, we can also have the special moments that we term special invited into our life as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's most special to you, Simran?
You know, it's taken me 43 years to get to this point, but it is time with my kids. It is time with myself. It is the discovery and learning how to really care for myself, what love of the self means and love of others, what depth of compassion I can possibly have, what expansiveness of creativity resides within me. How creative am I really? If I'm made in the image of my Creator, I want to see what that means. It really is the journey of self-discovery of myself and those around me.
That's wonderful. Simran, you speak so well, so sincerely. Simran, I want to ask you, before we wrap up, how can our guests find out more about you and your work?
Absolutely. I have 1111 magazine, and you can access that at 1111mag.com. That in itself, it's an online magazine. All the archives are there. It will be a guidance for you. It will be a self-coaching tool to help move you through the places of clearing out the old stuff so you can step into the new. And as you work with other coaches or psychics or the various wonderful gifted people that are out there, this is one other tool in your toolbox to support you. So I highly recommend visiting the 1111mag.com site. And then for those requiring more support or really a focused journey, the 1111mastermind.com community is fabulous for helping people be in community and go through things. And I also have my own talk radio show, 1111talkradio.com.
And when can we hear that show, Simran? Is that weekly?
It is live, it is weekly, and it is free, so people can access that at 1111talkradio.com. It's live at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and all the shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to any show over the past 3 years, and there's a wealth of information there that will support you.
Well, that's wonderful, Simran. I'll definitely be checking that out, and I want to thank you for your incredible insight and advice about not only 1111, but how to live successful and meaningful lives, Simran. You're a very impressive lady, and I very much appreciate and respect your work. So thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's been a pleasure being here with you, and I honor and respect all of you for the work you're doing and committing your time with people and helping them to understand greater consciousness. It's special to connect with others that are doing this work and see how they're reaching out and changing the planet. So I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you, Simran. And we want to recognize you as well for the role you're playing in people's lives and helping to move into this exciting time, being our best selves and creating a great shift. So thank you very much for everything you're doing. Well, Simran, I hope you have a wonderful evening. And once again, we thank you for being here on the show with us. As Simran mentioned, if you'd like to know more about her work, please visit www.1111mag.com. You can also find Simran's contact information on our guests page at psychicaccesstalkradio.com. Now, before we move on, I would like to make a few brief announcements. Please do be sure to visit our website, psychicbloggers.com, and you can learn there about all kinds of different metaphysical and spiritual topics, from reincarnation to psychic development. And if you're interested in a reading from the best professional psychics on the internet, please go to psychicaccess.com. You'll find that all of the psychics at psychicaccess.com are verified and accuracy tested, and they each have their unique gifts. So check out their profiles and see who you're drawn to, and select one of our gifted psychics. I also want to say it's an honor to work with Doug and Psychic Access, and Doug has very high expectations of the organization, and I know that the psychics online with Psychic Access very much appreciate his work and being part of the Psychic Access family. Now, do remember that all of the co-hosts on Psychic Access Talk radio.com also are available at Psychic Access. So if you'd like a personal reading from one of us, please be sure to come and see us at psychicaccess.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if you are a site owner or webmaster, you can earn 50 cents a minute on readings that you refer through your website to Psychic Access. If you'd like to know more about that program, please visit psychicaccess.com/webmasters. And just as a quick reminder, if you like our show, please invite your friends and family to join us. They can listen in live on the internet and join us in the chat room. It's the Psychic Viewpoint. There's something for everybody, so please do spread the word for us. We appreciate it. Now, I'm going to give you the telephone number for readings so that you can call in a little later in the show. That number is 724-444-4851. I'll repeat that for you. 724-444-4851. Now, I'd like to ask Maureen. Maureen, what's your view on 1111?
Steve, that was a great interview, by the way. Okay. My view...
With your help, my angel.
I don't know if I was that much of a help, but I... Well, thanks. Okay. My view is, you know, I agree. You know, it was interesting in the chat room. It was Tober, I think, Tober, and some letters asked an interesting question. If you know, are they not or spiritual if they don't see those numbers, right? And like I said, everybody, my address for the past 11 years has been 1111. 1111. Yeah. So, not only that is, I'm always putting, I'm always looking, and for the past, I think it's been for the past 4 years, actually, it's been going on pretty regularly, I always see 11, 11, 11. Now, I do know I've had other people say 3, 3, 3, 3. So the thing of it is, it is about synchronicity. It comes right down to this, and you know how I feel about Carl Jung. And he's the one who coined the word, you know, synchronicity. And it's any patterns that you see. It's not by coincidence. It is what it is. So your guest even addressed that, too, about seeing certain things. Now, when you ask me later on when I want to make another point, I'm going to intervene on what I just said because I found some very negativity on what other people think about 1111, too. But for me, I think it's just, as she said, it's not that I maybe am, well, maybe because we are the work we do. Maybe it's because we're seeing it more, or maybe people aren't paying attention to it. But I feel that definitely there's something going on with 1111 to me because I live here. I don't know.
It's incredible. Yeah, absolutely. I was blown away when I moved to the States. I mentioned this last week on the show, so I'll only say it briefly, but I was told I would live in a house that's number 1,000, and I do, and my car registration is 001 as well. So the numbers 1 and 0 are really present in my life.
Yeah, in fact, for 10 years, I just changed my home number, not that anybody needs to know, but I had a home number for 10 years, and I got rid of it for reasons, but it was... It was 575-0911. And I had some weird person tell me that it was an evil number and I should get rid of it. When I first got it, I go, no, but it was really easy to remember. But what's so interesting about that is, so I had that number before 9/11 happened as well. And zero is, I don't know, Steve, if you can remember this, but I think Sharon, we're around the same age, and Doug, you know, whatever. Zero used to be the operator. Call the operator. Zero help. And 911 later became the number that replaced that. But, yeah, the phone number I had even was 0911. But there you have it. So I think it's all about synchronicity. We should be paying attention. But people see 333, you know, I know about that. And I think that it's just paying attention. So I think there's something to it with me personally. I'm not saying that that's just my personal, yes, it's meaningful to me.
And it's so important to be conscious, as Simran said, you know, staying aware in every moment that the universe, the spirit world, are constantly reaching out to us and giving us signs, showing us the way, helping us to find ourselves. Yeah. It's when we do become aware of that, it's magical. It's magical. It transforms.
Yeah, it's being self-aware, and not only that, you know, we are walking around our society, and we are changing. We are becoming more aware of that. Even we're walking oblivious. We're obliviously walking unconscious of our consciousness, and it's about just paying attention, being able to pay attention, and everybody can. I think if they're self-aware about paying attention, and paying attention to the conscious, and paying attention to that, it can. It you'll see a lot of numbers. I mean, even maybe the show will bring about that. You know, I'm sure it will. This insight. So there is. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome, Maureen. Thank you. And Sharon, what does 1111 mean to you when you see it? What's your interpretation?
Okay, well, mine's kind of fun, so it probably has nothing to do with all this deep stuff, but I was always told when you see 1111, it's the angels are listening and to make a wish. So I always stop. Like, if I see it, I stop and I close my eyes and I make a wish. So I don't know where I got that from, but I know it's not very deep or anything, but it for that one moment, for that one minute, I always have good energy, I guess. Have you ever heard of that?
You're cute, Sharon. I love you. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because what you're talking about is some research I did. But and when I talk about it, it's not that it's my point of view, but I don't want to spoil it yet. So I will talk. It kind of intervenes in what you're saying, but I think you're cute. I think that's like hearing a bell. What do you call it?
Movie.
Yeah. The movie, A Wonderful Life. There's an angel getting wings. I always talk about it. I think that's lovely.
That's what I do anyways. So, but it was a great interview, Steve. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Simran's a great guest. She speaks really well.
I like the way, like, she makes something that's complicated simple, you know? That was really nice the way she talks.
Very clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really very inspirational. Now, Maureen, what's your view on the media and their references to 1111? I know Simran touched upon that, but what's your view?
Well, I feel anything to do with the media. Look at what they've done with 2012. You know, pretty soon it's going to be 2014. It's all hype and stuff. Now, this is what I'm going to intervene on, this media thing. Now, the media, that's why I think maybe the person I was talking about in the chat room that asked that great question, if they don't see that number, does that mean they're not spiritually, or they're not, you know, all that and a spiritual thing? I think it's because of the media saying 1111, 1111, 11, you know, everything is 1111, and all of us lovely people that are higher than, you know, whatever, should be feeling like we're all that and then some. And I think some of that has to do with, I'm talking about the media of the metaphysical media, because, you know, the regular media, it hasn't, well, they'll get on board pretty soon. You'll see it coming on. But, you know, the regular media of, I guess I am saying it, the metaphysical, or wouldn't you say it? I don't know, you know, like all the stuff that's on YouTube or anything else. But I wanted to say that I found very interesting that some of this media stuff, it is very interesting. And I'm going on media, when I'm doing research, I've gone to YouTube or I read about something. And I have found that, Jesus Christ, okay, I'm not going on religious on you, but Jesus Christ, there's 11 numbers and 11 letters in that name. And also if you multiply, so the media's kind of given me some helpful little information here too, but if you multiply 1111 times 1111, you get 1234321. And if you think about it in the terms of math, that goes into a pyramid. Do you follow me? how pyramid. Do you follow me? It's interesting, isn't it?
It's fascinating.
Isn't that fascinating? And not only that, is we are coming into the age of Aquarius around 2012, and that is the 11th planet sign, 11th sign. Interesting.
It's incredible how intricately interconnected everything is. You know, we talked a little bit last week about metaphysical tools, tarot, numerology, and astrology, the fact that they are ancient sciences and they are interconnected, even with the Kabbalah, for example. And when we become aware of the significance of the signs, and we reflect upon, for example, the numbers and the calculations as you have there, we just see mind-blowing synchronicity and an incredible orchestration of spirit. It just is
blowing.
Incredible.
It blows. You know what though? I do want to address what Sharon. Sharon, this is for you. But this is. I was really surprised what I found when doing some research. I just thought, okay. Now I was raised Catholic, so I thought, okay. And I know that there's a lot of things to do with in the Bible, but I never ran across anything negative until last night. And here it goes. It's pretty something. And there's this one person or a site in this individual, and it seems like what they're saying is that the 1111 is this. It's a power of suggestion, and the power about spiritual realm and all that, and so on. It goes on to say, this person says, it is clear to me that the whole 1111 phenomena thing is connected to spirit guides, which is just another name for channeling spirits. Then they say, quote, there are evil spirits. These are evil spirits, not angels. Now, this is where it's interesting, Sharon, because evil spirits work by deception, so they pretend to be light bearers, but they are beings of darkness and have deceived many. So what this person is saying is they believe that there are 1,111 spirit guardians. Now, that's interesting because I didn't know that. And Sharon, when you said something about whenever you saw 1111, you make a wish. So there must be something to that, where you got that from, maybe, is what I'm thinking.
I don't know where it came from. It's just a reminder to be positive.
Huh? Yeah, well, but this other person made a name and says these guardians asked for 1111 to be the sign on digital clocks that we all see, but it means that they can. Okay, this person goes on to say they would rather take. Oh no, this is the best part. It says here. I mean, I'm blown away by this person. Okay, it says here, it's obvious that the 1111 phenomena thing is very much connected with spirit beings who want to commune with you. The Bible has a name for it. It's called possession. I mean, these beings referred to as guardians are also known as light workers. Now, to me, I'm telling you people, I don't know about you, but I was kind of blown away after I read this. I'd never, ever had seen anything so negative about 1111. I don't know what you think about that, Steve, but I hadn't. I got a kick out of it, but I wanted to share that.
Are they saying that light workers are like not
demons?
Oh, I see.
We're not. This person is pretty negative. Basically, when it said the Bible has a name for this, it's called possession. So if we're seeing the 1111 phenomena as being, like she was saying, maybe the light, maybe we're seeing them more so because we're in the work we did. Remember, I asked that question about, you know, and maybe you need to pay attention, but maybe the people that are seeing, like us or the people that do our work, we're seeing it more so than somebody else, right? But this person's take on this was, it's obvious that we're seeing it because we're connected to spirit beings who want to commune, and the Bible's name, we're possessed.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's what I'm saying. It's very sad, but I don't feel like I have a possession going on.
No,
Steve, are you possessed by, I mean, in a negative sense of the word?
No, not at all, but I have regularly worked on difficult cases.
Yes,
so
you have.
Poltergeist cases.
Yes,
and
you have
demonic activity. And you know, I liked Simran's point about the events in the world being a reflection of our collective energy and collective consciousness. So if you think of all of the you know, the bad deeds that occur in the world, they accumulate and they're mirrored back at us. Mm-hmm. So there are manifestations of very negative energies, and I've worked to deal with some of them. They're very real when they occur. But it's interesting that, you know, referring to this person's point, Maureen, when there is a manifestation of very negative energy, whether it's a poltergeist or demonic activity or mm-hmm. even a possession, who's called in to deal with it? Who fixes it? The light workers, that's a priest or a medium or both.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's why it's so important that we set light intentions. You know, Sharon's point about 11:11 before and making a wish. It's joyful. It's optimistic. It's light.
It's good intention. I like it.
Yeah,
what you said. It is. It's a good intention, and you're right about that, because we do have definitely. There is some very negative. I mean, we've all. I think I can say I've experienced it, and I never knew that 25 years ago that it was real. There's some very dark people doing things that are very strong. It's a yin and a yang. It's like that. You know. It's like, you know.
Oh, it is. It's polarity.
Exactly.
There are. You know, there are people out there who use their energetic gifts to cause harm. Mm. It is out there, and I've again dealt with cases where children have been raised in negative energy. So it's like anything. You know, you can get up one day and go and tend to the flowers in your garden, or you can go and mow them down. You can get up one day and connect with spirit and provide people with insight. You can also abuse some of the gifts. That's why
you
know, we always say they come with such great responsibility. That's why at Psychic Access, all of the readers are screened, because we want to be sure that they're using their gifts in a loving, uplifting, spiritual way.
Caring heart with the collective intent that we all share, and that's true. So, you know, really, this person's point of view, actually, if you think about it, they're just closed-minded about they. And I agree with you, Steve, be open to, with other negative. So there's some strong practicing people that are not for the good intention of things, but more for the power manipulation of things, so...
Yeah, and it's fear, you know, and fear engenders negative energy. Actually, the next show that I'm hosting in 4 weeks is about exorcism.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
So we'll be talking a lot in that show, obviously, about what causes and what removes very negative energies. It'll be a very interesting show. But, you know, Maureen and Sharon, I my view is always, if I work with spirit, if I work with God, and I recognize I'm in service, if a client comes to me in need, and if they are having a problem with negative energy, then I'm meant to do what I can to help them. And whenever we're dealing with very negative energy, the worst thing we can do with it is show fear. We have to show great strength. We have to stand up and say, I am of the light. I trust in God. I call upon the angels. We have to show great strength and conviction. So I always feel that fear of any kind is just not constructive.
Totally. Like, you know, especially when you're doing rescue work and you're on the other side and you're helping people, you know, to the other side. It's like you can't add fear to that, because, you know, you'll get stuck. You'll be walking around with something on you.
How much rescue work have you done, Sharon?
Quite a lot, because I work with a spiritualist church sometimes, and what happens to me is I'll be sleeping, and like, let's say I have a client and someone passed over quickly, and they're still stuck. I'll be sleeping, and their face will just, like, they'll wake me up, and their face will be right at my face, and then I know that they want help. But it's like they'll wake me up, and they're standing right there. So I get that a lot.
And you're lucky to have a spiritualist church where you live.
Yes.
I used to love going to the spiritualist churches in the UK. I found spiritualism when I was in my early teens. Mm-hmm. And I found an organization that had beliefs that were the same as the beliefs I was born with, that they've always just been within me. And so I felt like I'd found my home with the spiritualist church.
Well,
and
but Steve, if there isn't one, then start one.
I know. Mm-hmm. Everyone says that.
Yeah, just
maybe
become a
I
minister
will.
And start one. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we've got lots of people calling in, so we'll start with reading shortly. What's your view on handling negative energy, Sharon? So poltergeists, the really grotty stuff.
Well, I've been trained in something called Soul Genesis, and it's very, very powerful. So that's what I always use. It's something that I learned a long time ago. I guess it was given from the Tibetan monks or something. But I learned that like a long time ago, and it's the most powerful thing I've ever encountered. So that's what I usually use. Unless I'm doing, you know, rescue work, I would just use my own guidance. Because like you said, a little bit of light will take away a lot of darkness, you know? As long as you're strong in it.
Yeah, and I think of it just as, you know, if you go into a dark room and you turn on a small light, it transforms that space.
Right. But you can't do that with darkness. You can't take a little bit of darkness in a room full of light and nothing happens.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, so.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a good point. Well, I think we're going to take some calls.
Well, nothing. I'm joking.
Well, we've got quite a number of people queuing, so
yeah, we're three of us tonight. That's true.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask Sharon to take the first call. So Sharon, your caller is from New Jersey.
Hi, New Jersey. Are you with us? Hi, Deborah. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Give it time. Give it a little bit of time, because too much pushing is going to not get you to where you want to go. I'm getting an A, so I'm thinking April, but it's almost like be happy where you are and you'll get promoted faster. But if you keep looking in the future, which is interesting because the lady talked about that today, but if you keep looking in the future, it might work against you. So kind of just enjoy where you are. I'm not saying don't strive to be better or to be promoted or stuff, but just relax a little bit, you know, and let things be. Because if you're unhappy, you might create a little bit of chaos that you don't want. Okay, and they're going to sense it, and then it's going to get you into a little bit of trouble. But I do see extra money around you, especially around December. So I don't know if they have a bonus program or something like that. But I'm seeing an eight. So hopefully it's 800, 8,000, 8 million. You know, I'm seeing
nice.
An eight. So,
My spirit tells me one morning, it says drug rehab. Early in the morning, it woke me up with that word. Who is in drug rehab?
Oh, goodness. You mean someone, they're saying
rehab.
Somebody around you?
Yeah, I just like, and then it just, like in my head, drug rehab. I know my kids are not on drugs.
No, I don't. I have no idea what that would be. Maybe, it's interesting that we've been talking a little bit about helping people while we sleep or whatever. So maybe you're doing a little bit of helping, even then you're not aware of it. So that's kind of what
that
I'm getting, that maybe your spirit is helping someone. And you were just kind of in the middle of it. Not sure. But I don't feel anyone around you. But, you know, but be aware. Okay?
I'm short and sweet. Have a good night.
All right. Well,
night.
You take care. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Maureen, our next caller is from Massachusetts.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Hi, Massachusetts.
Hi, Maureen. I called a couple months ago and I spoke to Sharon and you were there. Thanks for taking my call. And I asked about a job, and I have one since, but it doesn't feel particularly stable. And okay. I was just wondering if you could give me direction as far as job, career.
Okay. What's your name? I didn't catch your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Ellen.
Ellen?
Okay. Ellen.
Got it. Thank you. Yep. Okay. Well, you know, you're overqualified. It looks like you're overqualified for what you're doing. And do you feel that?
Well, unfortunately, I'm overqualified for a lot of things.
Everything.
But,
yeah. I do feel definitely that this is a very temporary situation because you already know that. I'm missing a couple pieces to like what will go on, but actually, I do feel within the next, it will begin within the next, I guess, 8.5 weeks, 2.5 months. You can make it, you know, my time frame is you can do it sooner by choice or whatever, but, and into the, and you'll be into even the 9th month. I see you being extremely happy where you're going to be at, like completely content, completely, it's almost like being, well fed, you know, a person that's well fed, well clothed, just content. And there's also it's inner contentment. Also, I see a much more generosity in terms of your compensation. But what I'm not getting is exactly where this is or what it is going on. And but I do feel that it's very, you know, I really feel for you right now because I see that you're in that self-imprisonment feeling, like you can't move, you can't see, you're just tied up into this situation at work, and I feel for you because it's not healthy. You know, I'm not saying for everybody it's not healthy to be in jobs, it's kind of mundane or whatever, but for some it really rips you apart. And this is, or it makes you feel immobile, or you can't, it just freezes you. I do see that you're going to be making a decision about this real soon. Have you thought about doing something, and I'm not saying to do something where you're not going to be, you know, really smart and you want security, but doing something that you've been wanting to do and going for it, maybe a home business of some sort. Because I do feel that if you have some creative idea of some sort, there is somebody I see being very generous that would help. And it looks like with somebody
else,
another person.
When I first became unemployed, I actually started making these greeting cards.
Oh, really?
Got really good response. And I'm meeting somebody tomorrow to see if we can get a website. And
oh, great. That's great. Because that's, you know, I really feel that that's where you're going to be heading. And like I said, that's contentment. That's contentment. Not only that, I do feel that there'll be somebody that can, that will offer generosity. I'm not saying, you know, a big investor, money backer, but I don't see you needing to have any fears about poverty. I do feel that it's really important, though, that you do try to move on from where you're at, because it isn't doing you any good internally, if spiritually, in every which way.
Okay.
It really isn't. But boy, I do see. It's going to be really great. It's going to be really great for you, and I feel that you're going to be really thriving along. And if it's the cards, the creative thing, do you enjoy that? Yes, you must enjoy it. I think it's lovely. Yes, I definitely would see that would be it, and I do feel that that's you're heading. And you know what? Remember, you can do it. I mean, just as anybody else can. And I feel it's going to be very, very rewarding. In every way.
Yeah. Okay. All right,
okay.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I think we have a caller for Steve, but we lost Sharon from New York. Sharon?
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Okay. New York. New York.
Oh, do you want me to take...
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. Is someone there from New York City?
Yes.
Hi, it's Sharon. How are you?
I'm okay.
That's good.
I'm in an education program in a literacy course, and this feels like there's a bunch of assignments, and I'm not understanding what these assignments are. And I feel like I'm the only one who's not understanding. And also, like, yesterday, we were doing stuff on computers, and we do that, I mean, computers is part of the course. And again, I felt I was the only one who was not following. And I'm just wondering, am I right, and why is it just me?
Okay. Part of me feels like that you're a little bit scared to understand. Like, it's like, you're not, like, it's almost like you're not, you don't feel you're deserving to understand or something. So there's a few blocks coming up here that I'm feeling, but I am feeling that you should be contacting them and telling them, because I'm feeling that there might be some extra help. Because I think as soon as you get something, it's so clear, then you get it forever. But it's almost like you have to learn your own way. There's something. Did you have any problem like this when you were in school and stuff?
I don't remember having a problem like this before. Maybe I just wasn't paying as much attention to stuff like this. It's just that now I'm just like, I just get really upset or frustrated.
Yeah. You're anxious. It's almost like you're anxious and you're closing up and then you're not understanding it. So what I would do is, if there's any kind of, I don't know when I went to school, I'm old, but when I went to school, there was like something like a guidance council, but I'm sure it's called something different now. Get a hold of them, because they might give you extra time, or they might give you some kind of tutoring or something. And because as soon as I know you're a smart cookie, don't think that I'm calling you otherwise. You're a smart cookie, and when you get something, you get it. But it's almost like you have to crack it. It's almost like you have to crack your being able to know it, and then everything will be fine. But I do feel there's a lady. She's kind of short. She's kind of heavy. She's got short hair. She might have bangs, and she's going to help you, and you're going to figure it out with the two of you. Okay, so don't give up. Don't give up hope.
Okay, is this lady an actual guidance counselor, or is it a student?
It feels like a teacher, like a teacher or somebody that's in a, I don't know what you'd call it nowadays, but someone that like my old guidance counselor, if that's what they still call them, somebody like that. So you're gonna go there and you're gonna inquire, because if you get too far behind, you're gonna give up, and you don't want to give up, okay? Because you really want this, and so just get some help, and you'll be fine. Okay.
So should I go to the professor and tell her I don't really understand, and like I want somebody to take me through it step by step? Is that what I should do?
Yeah, somebody. Like, just don't sit there and pretend you know. Like, ask somebody. Somebody will know. Okay, maybe the professor can find out, but there is a lady coming that's going to help you through this, and they're going to do it step by step. And then as soon as you get it, you're going to get it all the way. Okay, so
okay,
not
to
worry.
My mother. It's not my mother, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It feels, no, I don't think so. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay, we have another caller from Georgia. Who's calling from Georgia?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's your name?
My name's Kathy.
Kathy, how can we help?
What's your name?
Steve.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me, Kathy?
I can hear you now. What was your name?
My name's Steve, Kathy.
Steve.
How can
I'm
we help?
Sorry. I was calling. Do you see any employment opportunities coming my way?
Let me see. I'm drawn to an opportunity in December, but it feels like a temporary opportunity, Kathy. It feels like an opportunity that enables you to make some money and stay on track, but it doesn't feel like the opportunity that you will want to stay with in the longer term. How long have you been out of work?
A couple years.
Okay. because it, I can feel that it's an issue for you, and that it's really interfered with other areas of your life. So it's affected you emotionally, and it's very much affected your self-esteem and your personal relationships, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And so my guides are saying to you, you will have an opportunity in December. It's around the end of the first week in December. That's when it feels right energetically. But my guides are saying to you, you must think far beyond that opportunity, because really you should be considering working for yourself. My guides are saying that you're taking a very quite a conventional approach to work, and I know that it's daunting sometimes to think of working for yourself, but you're a talented lady, Cindy, and if you continue to work on yourself and increase your self-esteem, you'll see that you'll do far better and be far more successful, far happier, if you actually work for yourself. And if you set your sights upon that possibility, by the middle of February, you will be making some income working for yourself.
Okay,
how does that feel?
So basically just a temporary position, or I need to work for myself?
If the opportunity I sense in December is it's temporary, in the sense that you will not choose to stay in it. I don't feel you being told, oh, here's an opportunity just for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. I see you taking an opportunity, but I see it being temporary for you, because you'll decide that it's not what you want, and actually you want to work independently.
Hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Uh-huh. Lots of luck to you. Okay, now we have a call from California for Maureen.
Yay! Hi, California. Because I'm in California, no one ever calls. Hi, California.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Tina.
Tina?
Yes.
Hi, Tina. This is Maureen. What can I focus in on for you? I'm ready.
I was calling just to ask about my health, and I just went through some treatment for cancer a year and a half ago, and it really, you know, has me stressed out and worried about it all the time, and I'm starting a new business.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. So, but you went through treatment, but and everything at this. Listen, I can relate, identify with what cancer is myself, but, and I'm not dismissing it. But as of this time, they check you, but you're pretty much. You know what? It's been a very hard burden for you to carry this, and obviously nobody else would ever say otherwise, because it is a hard burden. You appear to be actually very happy. If you can, you know, I don't know what kind of cancer, but I know is it a sun melanoma or something like that? But well,
sun?
I was saying it's. They got it all, and you went through treatment, and you're doing well, but they have to check you maybe every 3 months or something. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason why I asked what kind it might have been, because just I was thinking, like, sometimes melanoma or something like that has those kind of consequences. But I do feel that it has been a very big burden for you in the past, but in the now, I see you being very happy. It's almost like having the personal power as a child would, because when you've gone through something like that, it's almost like you get a kick in the butt, and things, you know, depending on who you are, but it's, you know, when you found out you had this, the next thing you know, you're facing some weird feelings and your mortality. But you have thrived through your treatment, and you're where you're at now. And I know that it's difficult, because if you know what, it was, it's never good timing to have this going on for you, but I do feel that you, there's so much positive energy around you, who you are, but I do understand it. I do feel that you're starting to think that all your wishes and desires about your life won't come to be, and that all the timing is bad for this and everything's bad. But you know, we were talking about earlier about, you know, well, I call it, we're colored by our environment on who we spend time around, and or you know, on the walls, and you could paint the walls or something. But I do feel that there is a person around you that I think isn't the most supportive type of person to be around, and it's really important that you choose who you should be around, because that's very helpful for you. And I don't feel that you're going to be getting. I don't feel that it's going to come back. But I know that it's hard for me to tell you, well, you should believe that. I just feel that, God, you just look like your energy just is so, I don't know, yeah, so much, you walk into a room and you light it up. And I just feel that that's the focus you should really stay with. And I feel that you're very healthy, but I do know the fear, it is valid that it's there, but, your family, there's a lot of not support. You need support. You need a good support system around you. And like I said, that is something I don't even see within the family so much either. But I see you being very healthy and also making a choice to almost like go for it. Almost like, you know, you're getting a second chance, you're healthy, and you've had to reflect on it when something like that happens. And I see you going for a lot of anything. You're up for anything. Especially within the next 4 months, things will start really feeling like you're going to be embracing a lot of life and doing different things. And people say, oh, what do you think you're doing? You're a dreamer. Well, so what? I feel that you should be embracing. I don't see you unhealthy at all. But I understand why you're fearing perhaps that. Yeah. I just feel that. Do you feel good right now, Tina? Do you feel good?
Yeah, some swelling in my legs and stuff that kind of scare me, but it can be from the treatment too, you know.
Right, but I mean, as time goes on, I see you being really full of life, but it is really important to be around supportive people that, you know, things look differently to you now, or things are differently to you now. That's what happens when you go through something like this. And, yeah. You know, it's very important for your body, mind are connected. I'm not a doctor, but your mind and body are connected. And if you're not around supportive people that embrace life, like things, you know, some of the people that you won't be needing to be around any of those people that used to work for you in the way, I'm not talking about work related, but do you follow me? So, I just see a lot of great things, and you're not going to tolerate being around the ones that are bumming you out, rain on your parade, or just are narcissistic and all get over, you don't have time for that.
Yeah.
So, I do, I feel that, yeah, you know, you have a lot to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot, you have much to look forward to. I see a lot to look forward to.
Well, thank you.
And I wish you well. And I, you know what? I feel that you're going to be, your body, you're just going to be feeling more and more in the months ahead. Your body looks like it's really going to be regenerating more so with your mind being set. And you're just, it's great. It's fantastic.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So I wish you well. And yes, you're going to do great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Maureen. Well, we have a call now from Virginia for Sharon.
Hi, Virginia.
Hello. Name
How
is
are
Donnie.
You?
Wonderful program y'all had tonight.
Oh, thank you. We love doing it.
I really like that one.
Did you have a question for me tonight?
Yes, Sharon. I believe I talked to you a month ago, or it might have been a little longer. And I've been going through a lot of problems, but I feel better about myself. I can tell the difference. I just wanted to know, Sharon, y'all told me not to go see somebody that it was a very complicated relationship. Well, I went anyway, and you were right. It was either you or Maureen told me this, and it was very complicated, and I just had to walk away from it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Sometimes we don't get the lesson the first time, and it's okay. We're always where we're meant to be. So is there someone, what's the question? Is there someone new?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. You know, I've been talking to some girls on this one dating site. I just need direction, that's all. I don't know if y'all can tell if you can tell if one certain person is down to earth, or they're just, you know, just giving me what I want to hear.
Okay. First of all, I think that your energy could use a little boosting when you're talking to these people. Like in order to get where you want to be, I think that you'll start have to looking up a little bit more and forward a little bit more. Part of you keeps looking in the past, so you're going to have to turn around and push yourself forward a little bit and look to the future. And what I'm feeling is I'm feeling that. Don't trust everybody, and remember, it's like each person you meet gets you to where you want to go. So I'm feeling the ones you're talking to, it's okay, but I kind of feel, I keep going to November, and I kind of feel that someone's going to introduce you to someone, and they're going to be more well-suited for you. How many are you talking to? Like five of them? Like how many you got on the go here?
Oh, it's three girls.
Three girls, okay. All right. So what I'm feeling is that just sort of move forward and try to you know, even visualize or write down exactly what you want in a mate, or you know, do you want her to be generous? Do you want her to be this? Even make a list of everything you want and sleep on it or do something like that. And I just kind of feel that you need to get focused with what you want. Yeah. But I do see November. You know, I feel November you're in a relationship. Someone's more suitable for you. And you know, don't wear your heart on your sleeve and just keep moving forward. Okay?
But how do you stop yourself? That's my biggest problem, is trying to get out of the past.
You have to let it go. You have to analyze it and just, you know, find out any patterns in it. If you've created the same pattern over and over and over, you're just going to walk into the same pattern. So just, you know, realize what was dysfunctional and what worked and just keep searching for the things that work. And if there's ties, then maybe do some meditation or something to release it. But you're not going to find the woman of your dreams looking in the past is what I want to say. Okay.
Yes, I have a lot of dreams about my past. You know?
Yeah, I know. Okay. But just turn around and walk forward and you'll get there. Not to worry. Sometimes it's slow, but just keep walking forward. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Sharon.
All right. Bye. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay, we have another caller from Montreal. Who's calling from Montreal?
Hi, this is Shauna.
Shauna, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Doing very well, thank you, Shauna. How can I help?
Okay, I had a question about a guy I've been seeing. His name is Anthony, and he seems like he really likes me, but we kind of got into an argument because it kind of seems like he doesn't really want a commitment when I was asking him, and I'm just wondering if he's going to turn around or what you see happening with him, and if I'm going to see him this weekend.
Okay. I do feel that you'll see him again, Shauna, but as I tune into the situation and ask my guides, I don't get the sense that this is the relationship for you. You need somebody that's very, very sensitive. You're a deeply sensitive girl, and you really need a partner that is very, very warm and states very clearly from the very beginning how much they are drawn to you and how much they want a meaningful, powerful, long-lasting relationship. So you will see him, but I don't see you choosing to be with him.
Okay, because I kind of find that funny, because he was asking me to move in with him, and he seemed pretty, like, serious about the relationship from that perspective.
Yeah, and I feel that he was genuine, but he is not emotionally mature, and he's quite changeable. Do you know what his date of birth is?
June 14th, 1971.
Yeah, he's a good guy, but he's not clear what he wants. And
you know, and if there is, because like I know that nothing's written in stone, but do you know like when he may turn around or something between us?
I feel that he's going to flip-flop, to be honest with you. He's going to change his mind and say that he is interested, but then again, at another time, he'll say he's not sure. The challenge with him, Shana, is he's not clear yet what he wants in life, and he's not ready to settle down. You're a few steps ahead of him. He's older than you, but he's not overly mature for his age, and he doesn't feel like the right match for you. You shouldn't be, when you find the right relationship, you will not have any doubts. You won't have these feelings. You might ask for psychic insight in order to understand the person you've met and know how best to be in a relationship with them, but you won't have doubts about whether or not they are the one for you. So this just doesn't feel like the right relationship, Shana, but you will see him again. So you need to reflect upon what it is you actually want to have in your life and how you want your relationship, the right relationship, to be. And you need to... be the champion of that.
You making anything
need to make sure that
me and him.
Sorry?
You don't ever see him making anything official between me and him, like, you know, we're dating girlfriend and boyfriend.
I see him wanting to, Shana, but I see you needing to be very strong and very clear about what you want. Because you need to work on your self-esteem.
You see him wanting to or me wanting to?
I see him expressing an interest, but I see you needing to be very strong for yourself and very clear about what you expect. And I don't see you choosing to stay in a relationship with him, even when he turns around and says that he would, you know, that's what he would like. He would like to give it a try. You've got to be strong. You've got to hold out for what you actually want. And you don't want to be... You're too sensitive to be with somebody that is inconsistent, because it causes you a lot of pain. You're far too emotional and too sensitive to be in that kind of relationship. It won't be good for you.
Do you know when you see the turning point or when I need to make a decision?
Honestly, Shana, the decision needs to be soon. Very soon. Because as I look at the cards and as I tune into this, I feel strongly that if you just go with the flow and you get involved with him, knowing that he's inconsistent and knowing that you've already been hurt, you're hurt this evening because of him changing his mind. And you need to have the strength and the self-love to walk past that.
Mm-hmm.
You're young.
And do you see somebody else coming into my life?
Sorry?
Do you see somebody else coming into my life that can provide me those things?
I do. I'm drawn to next summer, to be honest with you. And the best thing you can do for yourself is work on yourself. And don't be, you know... If you love yourself, If you create a wonderful life for yourself, you do the things you enjoy, and you recognize how beautiful and how wonderful you are, and you step into the future excited about yourself, with your mind off relationships, then it will happen. You're being overly focused on somebody coming into your life, and it's a self-esteem issue. You need to work on yourself, be happy with yourself and your life, and then you'll find that you'll magnetize a partner who reinforces your self-love. Because what's happening at the moment is your self-esteem is not high, and you're magnetizing people that are reinforcing that by saying one minute they want to be with you and the next minute they're not sure. It's you're just classically drawing in what it is you're feeling at the core, and you need to overcome that feeling by empowering, strengthening, recognizing and loving yourself. Then everything changes externally. So if you do that work, I see you meeting somebody wonderful next summer. But as hard as it is to hear, I don't feel this being the right relationship. But we wish you lots of luck, Shayna.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Lots of love. Okay, let me see. We have another caller from Florida.
Hello, for Maureen.
For Maureen.
Yeah, for me. Hi, Florida. This is Maureen.
This is Kai.
Kai? Hi, Kai.
Yeah, I'm Tober on chat.
Pardon me?
I'm Tober on chat.
Oh, you're Tober. Hi, Tober. Yeah, thank you for letting me know that. You're very sweet.
Yes.
I'm ready for you.
Okay, well, my question slash statement is, I'm supposed to be meeting this wonderful guy through a mutual friend through work, but I think I might want to change jobs. So is it at the new job that I get or the one I currently have?
Okay, so what you're saying to me is you're supposed to meet, you're getting this information from intuitive sources or that type of, is that what you're asking me? Because someone mentioned you're supposed to be, I got it. Okay, well, this is what I'm getting. I feel that, you know what, there's something about, first of all, you had a hard-earned loss victory. Well, it was a loss victory in the wintertime in relationship departments. So you're searching for a deeper meaning. Now, if it's around you're saying to me that you may be working in another place, or are you saying it may be that you might be working in another place? Because I do see a woman around a workplace. I mean, you're working with woman energy, female, one particular one, and it's not where I see a male being an authority figure. And she has darker hair and very, very intelligent woman. And are you working around anybody that is running a company that's a woman or that oversees things that's a woman that might help with you know what looks around? Late November. This is what it is. Wherever you're at in late November, I do feel that there's something, there is some opportunity. However, I do feel that you need to, you may not need to do this. I'm encouraging you to take a look at it. Maybe it might be a good idea. I feel that you've had some very, very intense three very strong previous, relationships that you keep looking at. It's almost like you're there too much and there's regret and guilt and, you know, that kind of stuff. And instead you're not able to open up to what's maybe, behind you because you can't really see. So I suggest if you've had a lot of pain or hurt with three particular ones that you give these three experiences a memorial. And this is what I do. I live down at the beach and kind of, put them to rest. And then so you can be really open and be very self-aware of what opportunity there is. And also there is a person around you also that is going to be getting into your business. I'd be very careful if you are meeting someone around your workplace. Don't talk to everybody else about it because they're troublemakers and they gossip and no good will come from that. So I guess, are you planning on leaving this job you're at right now?
Well, I was going to, but that's what I'm asking if I should.
Okay, well, I wouldn't go on with... You mean, is there, okay, I just feel around November, late November, and there's a female energy around you that I feel that you work with, and she's maybe, she's a wonderful person. If you work around, and I'm just trying to give you, this will help, because I'm not clear if it's a different job or not, but I wouldn't go on, I would go on, use your own intuition with this. I wouldn't leave a job to, in order to meet somebody, because it may be that you could be changing everything around. If you're really happy at this job, I certainly wouldn't leave it. But is there a woman around your job? Is there a female, the one I described? She looks like a she's a very smart woman, corporate executive. She could be a mother, a wife, everything. But she's dark-haired. Or
I'm trying to think. There's quite a few women around there, but...
This one you know would know. She kind of is about... She runs things. She has... She has a good position, a high position.
We have a night manager who's a woman, but she doesn't have any children.
Okay, well, now that, I mean, I could be wrong on children, but I mean, whatever. She appears to be successful, and she's really a great woman. Do you know her very well?
Not very well, because I just started the job about a month ago. But
okay, don't leave your job. I feel that you shouldn't leave your job, but I do feel that if there is someone that you are meeting up, and I do feel that you're ready to be in getting into a healthy relationship. First, you need to get out of the past relationships that really have been painful to you, and like I said, do what you know. What I mentioned, it might be a good idea. And also, if you do meet this person at your work, don't discuss it with anybody else. Really. Heartache will come from it. There's so many manipulating people and troublemakers, gossip. And I do feel that your sleep's going to get better, too. Yeah, there's a lot of justice around you. I don't feel you're going to leave this job. It'll be with the job you're at right now. And there's justice and fairness even in this job you have right now. It feels fair and good.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
I just had a bad week last week, and I was thinking about leaving.
No, don't leave. Don't leave. It's. I think everything about this is going to be pulling good energy around it. It's. No, this is good. Don't leave just because you think maybe you'll find someone in another job, and then you'll leave another one, and you'll miss the one that it could have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
when you go into different lines, you change lines at the market, and you wish you went back to the other one. You know? No, stay where you're at. It's good.
So it's late November, you're saying?
Yeah, I see late November, yes, I do. And it's really just and fair. You deserve it. It's deserving. I don't see the person, but it is deserving. It is very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you, and it was nice chatting with you in the chat room. You were fun. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Maureen. It's a great reading and a wonderful show. The end of another great show.
Yes.
I want to thank our guest, Simran, for her her presence and her insight. And also, so diligently behind the scenes, keeping us on track, executive producer. And thank you, Maureen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
And thank you as well.
Thank you.
Now, I know that Patty is hosting the show next week. So although Patty's not with us this week, please do join us next week for a wonderful show. And we'll be excited to welcome you back. So I wish you all a wonderful weekend. And Maureen and Sharon, please go ahead and say your goodbyes.
Good night, everyone.
Hello, my name is Rez Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.